We are just about at the 2 month point of the OJHL season. This is when the too early talk starts to switch to too late. The Milton Menace have flattened out that losing spell of theirs, but they haven't quite righted the ship just yet. I sat down with captain of the Milton Menace, Graham McCauley, to talk about the week that was, is, and will be. This is episode 11 of Recap with Cap. We're just ending October right now. It's Halloween. Happy Halloween, by the way. But, you know, 2 months into the season, what has been the story for Graham McCauley and the Milton Menace so far?
Obviously, not everything's gone our way to this point. Definitely not the results we're looking for. We definitely view ourselves as a team that should have a better record than we do right now. But I think we just need to stay the course. Obviously, it's still a little bit early. A lot to change. So it's definitely not panic mode at this point. You know, we're definitely looking to pick it up a little bit, gain some better results at this point.
What's the message from coach over this little stretch of, you know, struggle?
Yeah, I mean, kind of similar. I mean, there's accountability to a point, but at the same time, you know, we think the pucks just aren't falling our way at this point. So they will eventually. So I think if we just keep doing what we're doing right now, maybe obviously a few adjustments here and there defensively, but just kind of that's the same message, yeah.
Puck luck is a thing, right?
Yeah, it is. To a degree, yeah.
Yeah. Looking ahead to the future and the fact that it is, you know, still early, but it's 2 months in, what does your future look like with the Milton Menace? Because I believe you have another year of eligibility in the OJHL. Are you looking at school? Because I know you have a year off. Like, what does the future look like for Graham McCauley right now?
Well, I mean, obviously, school would be the goal. In terms of next year, I'm not really sure what that looks like, honestly. I haven't really thought about that too much. I'm putting all my energy into this year at this point.
Yeah.
So we'll figure that out after the year. This year is definitely the main focus and looking to pick it up.
One thing I think you and I haven't really talked about is just like looking at other players and trying to figure out who you model your game after. Obviously, it's a question that every athlete gets asked. You know, who did you watch growing up? Who did Graham McCauley watch growing up?
I mean, I'm a Red Wings fan, so I'll definitely say Lidstrom. Obviously, I'm not exactly a Lidstrom kind of guy, but I think more modern, I'll say, more like a guy like Heiskanen.
Right.
You know, he plays both ends of the ice. He's quick. He's a good skater. You know, I could go out on a limb and say Makar, but I feel like that's everybody's answer these days.
Yeah.
So Heiskanen is definitely a guy that I'll watch even to this day just to see kind of how he plays.
We're looking ahead to the rest of the games. You have a game against Niagara Falls this Friday, and then you're going to be back at home on the 8th. I believe it's a Remembrance Day game. What does this stretch look like for you guys?
I mean, obviously a big game tomorrow. Then we have a full week off of games. We don't play till the following Friday. So that'll be a good reset for us, hopefully coming off a win tomorrow. But, yeah, like, obviously need the win tomorrow. And then we'll kind of reset, good week of practice, and just go into the following week with a fresh start and hopefully start a winning streak.
Have your expectations on the season changed at all?
Not at all. I think we still know that we're a team that can win. Obviously, a few changes here and there will help us along the way. But, you know, we're still that same core, and we still think we have what it takes to win a championship.
When you look at NHL athletes, NHL players, their goal throughout the season, really, because they play so hard and all they do is train, they're trying to keep the weight on.
Yeah.
For you, I think you're 18. It might be putting on weight. It might be keeping the weight on. What is your mid-season training look like for a guy your age and trying to still improve and get to a level where you might be able to one day play pro somewhere?
I think it's maintaining for sure.
Yeah.
You know, you're not killing yourself in the gym, but you know, they have an off day like yesterday, you're definitely in the gym, especially for the cardio aspect as well.
Yeah.
It makes a difference in the playoffs with the work you put in now, especially, you know, playing a lot of minutes. That's a key part for the legs not burning out playoffs. But no, I wouldn't say it's necessarily adding too much weight, more or less just maintaining where I'm at right now.
Yeah. I'll ask you again. I haven't asked you for weeks and weeks and weeks. Expectation? Championship?
Championship, that is still and will always be the expectation.